Well, hello guys, it's almost Christmas. Just one sleep away. Of course, Christmas has lost its kind of oomph nowadays. Most people have forgotten what it really means and lost the meaning, and it's all about the stores cashing in. It's got so commercialized now, it doesn't really mean anything at all. But it is a good time to get together with the family. Well, sometimes. But Fairmont's like Christmas because it's very materialistic now. It's all about the gifts and the money. Of course, Fairmont's are so disillusional. But I don't think they realize they've lost a very important thing that man has always had for Fairmont's. And that was respect. You just go back a few years, even in my lifetime, men used to hold doors open for Fairmont's, carry their heavy shopping, fix their flat tires, lay down in very deep puddles so the Fairmont could walk across the top on him. No, that was a few years before that, quite a long time ago. And for men doing all that, there was no charge. Unfortunately, men are losing respect for Fairmont's more and more every day. You have this mother of two children with two different fathers. Men on the evening, she's on OnlyFans. It's very hard to respect somebody who has no respect for themselves anymore. But of course, if you listen to these Fairmont stories, oh, men are after these Fairmonts all over the place. They just can't keep their hands off them. But of course, in reality, couldn't be further from the truth. Fairmonts are finding it very hard nowadays to get man's attention. And whether they say it or not, they crave it. That's why you get these Karens, and that's why you get these Fairmonts stripping off everywhere. They're not getting the attention they did many years ago. And considering the way the Fairmonts are acting, it's only going to get worse. Fairmonts, even throughout history, have always been materialistic and quite shallow. And loyalty is usually an alien feeling they don't know about. But they are well into betrayal, of course. I mean, just take a look at the Fairmonts, the way they put in this makeup on today, with a trowel, and dressing like women of the night everywhere. They obviously have no respect for themselves at all. I mean, I personally, when I see a Fairmont of fairly young age, with tons and tons of makeup on, lip fillers, silicone breasts, eyebrows that go halfway up her forehead, dressed in the shortest skirt they could have, with the lowest top they could put on without them falling out, walking in high heels they can hardly walk in, with hair that probably took 3 hours to get it looking like that, carrying a ton of emotional baggage already, with a few mental illnesses thrown in, I think to myself what a sorry state for a human being to get into. But I don't feel sorry for them because they've done it all themselves. Fairmonts have been given all the advantages that any human could ever have, and they've squandered it and turned themselves into a goddamn freak show. These modern Fairmonts have saturated the market of tits and asses everywhere. It's just become normal nowadays. I guess gone are the days that the Fairmont showing herself to the man that she's with, or just her husband, is a thing of the past. It's for everybody. But it's become so common, it's become blasé, isn't it? If everybody can have a Lamborghini Countach, then the car loses its value, doesn't it? It's not special anymore. If you think about it, you see more asses and tits nowadays in your local paper than you used to do in Playboy. And it's always selling just one thing, sex. And unfortunately, the Fairmonts of today, that's all they're really good for. And most of them aren't even good at that. Fairmonts for man have become kind of just a sideshow. Two sayings are really very true. Get woke, go broke, when the juice ain't worth the squeeze anymore. Respect isn't a given. It has to be earned. Always be vigilant, gentlemen, where Fairmonts are concerned. Now you, take it easy now, if you can.